Item number 12, from the Director of the Department of Health and Human Services, an informational report regarding the surplus and excess in the amount of budget in the 2012 budget. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I just have a request before
yes.
Director Colon starts. I had to step out of the room, and I believe I may have missed a roll call vote on something. I guess I would ask unanimous consent that I be recorded as voting aye on the last roll call that I've done.
Is there any objection? That
item number
eight. That's number item number eight, yes. Is there any objection? So ordered.
Thank you.
Item number 12. Director Colon and Ms. Dork. Good morning.
Good morning, co-chairs, members of the committee. I'll give you, I'm joined here by Jeannie Dorf, who's our fiscal director. I'll give you a brief overview of the report. With our housing, our Section 8 program, it costed $570,000 more than what was budgeted for in the program. This has really been a labor-intensive program. There are many significant reforms we needed to make in the housing division as a result of not complying with certain federal regulations in the past. And so throughout the year, we discovered many things that needed to be changed throughout the process. We also had to pay back HUD for some CDBG projects that were not eligible. And so some of those things were a little bit anticipated as we went throughout the year that resulted in that deficit. Juvenile delinquency and court services, we received $1.1 million of unanticipated revenue from last year, so we were not aware that we were going to receive that. Also, as it relates to youth AIDS, we were conservative in our projections there due to the volatility of state funds, and we continued to serve less kids at the state level, more kids locally, which saved us money there as well. In Behavioral Health Division, our WRAP program, we thought the state told us that we were going to get our capitated rate reduced in that program due to 2011, really the success of the program. It was less costly. More kids are provided with better treatment alternatives and doing better. And so the state was going to reduce our capitation rate. That did not happen, and they're going to do that in 2013. And so our trends continued in terms of the cost, which resulted in a surplus there that was unanticipated. For the WMCR, there's no easy way to project on that, so we always like to have conservative projections there. The way that works is the state looks at all of the Title 19 facilities across the state and then is able to distribute those monies on a proportional basis, and this year we received a little bit more than what we've received in previous years. Also, patient revenue has been one area that we're really trying to focus on. Revenue maximization, both from the patient revenue perspective, but also from the collection perspective, and we did better there as well. So I would say positive news, but some unanticipated information that we didn't have while we were working on the budget.
Ms. Dorf, what is the, given that there was some compartmentalization with respect to the report, what is the anticipated surplus for 2012? Even though we all know that it'll be by May that the final reconciliation will take place, what do you anticipate?
At this point, we're showing the roughly $4 million.
So there may be some amount on the expense side.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
An
you.
An example there, Mr. Chair, is like our pharmacy. So our census has been going down, and so there's less medications that we need to purchase. And then also we've been buying generic drugs, so there was some expenses there that you'll – there's going to be some realized savings as well.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.